Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Felix Jose. Batting second. The left fielder, Keith Miller. Batting third. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting fourth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chris Gwynn. Batting sixth. The DH, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Phil Hyatt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The second baseman, David Howard. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Ippolito Pichardo. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Spears. Batting third. The DH, Greg Vaughn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Kevin Reamer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, B.J. Surhoff. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dickie Thon. Batting eighth. The first baseman, John Jaha. Batting ninth. The catcher, Joe Kamak. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Wegman. And now, play ball. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jose is hit by the pitch. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jose moves to second. One out. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Joyner hits a fly ball into left field. Reamer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike McFarlane batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hamilton bunts towards the mound. Pichardo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Spears takes first base on ball four. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Vaughn takes first base on ball four. Spears moves to second. Kevin Reamer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Reamer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Howard fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Howard. Spears scores. Vaughn moves to second. It's 1-0, Brewers. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jose. Surhoff reaches second base with a double. Vaughn scores. Reamer goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Brewers. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pichardo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dickie Thon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gagne. Surhoff moves to third. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from McFarlane to Howard covering second. The throw back to home, and Surhoff is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a fly ball into left field. Reamer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hyatt strikes out. Kamak drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hyatt out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jaha hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jaha for the out. One out. Joe Kamak is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Kamak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gagne strikes out. One out. David Howard is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jose is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Spears is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Howard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards third. Hyatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Reamer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reamer is 0 for 1 in the game. Reamer hits a fly ball into center field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Howard fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 0 for 1 in the game. Joyner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Joyner reaches second base with a double. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 1 in the game. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Surhoff juggles the ball. That's an error on Surhoff. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gwynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Gwynn hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Joyner moves to third. McFarlane moves to second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Surhoff fields it and throws to home to get Joyner. McFarlane moves to third. Gwynn moves to second. Two outs. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hyatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Surhoff fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner fields the ball and throws to Pichardo covering. Safe. Dickie Thon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thon is 0 for 1 in the game. Thon hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jaha is 0 for 1 in the game. Jaha hits a fly ball into right field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Kamak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kamak is 0 for 1 in the game. Kamak hits a fly ball into right field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. David Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wegman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jose is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jose hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hamilton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Gwynn. Hamilton reaches second base with a double. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Spears is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spears for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Reamer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reamer is 0 for 2 in the game. Reamer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Joyner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Joyner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 2 in the game. McFarlane hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Brewers. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gwynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gwynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reimer throws the ball into Spears, who tags Gwynn, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. Brooks takes first base on ball 4. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hyatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hyatt strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 2 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wegman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 2. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Surhoff hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. The ball bounces off Gagne, and towards Howard, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Surhoff moves to second. One out. Dickie Thon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thon is 0 for 2 in the game. Thon takes first base on ball 4. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaha is 0 for 2 in the game. Jaha hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Surhoff scores. Thon moves to third. It's 4-2, Brewers. Joe Kamak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kamak is 0 for 2 in the game. Kamak hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Thon scores. Jaha moves to third. It's 5-2, Brewers. Tom Gordon now pitching. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hamilton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hamilton hits a fly ball into right field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jaha tags and scores. Kamak tags and moves to second. 2 outs. It's 6-2, Brewers. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Spears is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spears strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff now playing first base. Dickie Thon now playing third base. Pat Listach now playing shortstop. David Howard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jose is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Jose hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Royals 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Reimer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Reimer is 0 for 3 in the game. Reimer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-2, Brewers. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Surhoff is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brunansky strikes out. 2 outs. Dickey Thon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hyatt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thon moves to second. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Listach hits a line drive towards first. Joyner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Joyner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Joyner hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McFarlane hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gwynn is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gwynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joyner moves to second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brooks hits a pop-up towards first. Surhoff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hyatt is 0 for 3 in the game. Hyatt strikes out. Kamak drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hyatt out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Royals 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Joe Kamak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Kamak is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kamak hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Hyatt, and into shallow left field. Kamak reaches second base with a double. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Hamilton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hamilton hits a fly ball into center field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Spears is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops it up and throws to first, with Gordon covering, for the out. Kamak moves to third. 2 outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 3 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Howard is 0 for 3 in the game. Howard strikes out. 2 outs. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jose is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Jose hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Miller is 0 for 4 in the game. Miller hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Spears reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 8, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.